from WUWF Public Media.
Justin Lee Hester is a Pensacola-based songwriter and performer. While still a teenager, Justin was sentenced to 15 years in prison, the result of his addictions. While there, he wrote dozens of songs and honed his craft using a guitar checked out of the prison music room. Today, he's pursuing a successful career as a professional musician. We recorded Justin in WUWF's Studio A.
The clouds do all of my crying. My eyes are all out of tears. My heart done spent them all on you.
The thunder is music. I know the thunder. It's hard to tell what all the fuss is about when you got 15 to go and you on the inside looking out. I see the people, how they run, how they hide. I guess they're lost in translation, just along for the ride. I guess they're lost in translation, just along for the ride. I see you living like you're late for the show. You can't tell no one what they already know. But you can't go hungry when there's something inside. But you're still lost in translation, just along for the ride. You're still lost in translation, just along for the ride. But it's all in front of you. Your point of view just blocks the view. Your pennies might come cheap, but your thoughts are yours to keep. And it's all in front of you. We got some chances, got some places to go, but your ship been sailing with your sadness in tow. You can't see nothing from above or below, 'cause you're still lost in translation, don't know which way to go. You're still lost in translation, don't know which way to go. But it's all in front of you. Your point of view just blocks the view. Your pennies might come cheap, but your thoughts are yours to keep. And it's all in front of you. Do, 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 do. And it's all in front of you.
Yeah. Nice song, Justin Lee Hester on Acoustic Interlude. Hey, thanks for coming out, man.
Thank you for having me. The pleasure's all mine.
A couple of great songs, too.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Now, do you do all your own originals?
Yes. I mean, when you play in bars and stuff, you got to throw some covers in. But
yeah, sure.
Definitely prefer to play my own. Yeah.
How long have you been writing?
Probably 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, around there.
And you've been playing about the same, or did you, you know, like play guitar first and kind of, you know, like goof around, you know, like a lot of kids do, and then started taking it more seriously?
Well, I learned how to play House of the Rising Sun, and it was over with. I wanted to do my own thing.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, it's a cool tune, but, you know,
yeah,
I got my own stuff, you know?
Yeah, I was always more interested in writing my own stuff, yeah.
Well, how long do you work at it now? I mean, are you constantly writing, or do you really just kind of have to be in the mood, or are you one of these people that, you know, like take notes, mental notes all the time, and then kind of compile it later?
Well, I'm definitely the type that the mood has to be right. I mean,
yeah.
I don't understand how people, you know, songwriters, how they just say, okay, well, I'm going to write a song about this and then sit down and write a song. It's, I can't understand that.
It's always mystified me.
I have to catch it right at the moment. And then it's like, I have to stop everything yeah, I mean, and get it down.
Yeah.
While I can, yeah.
How does it work for you? Do you get the words first or the music first or combination?
It varies. I mean, sometimes the sometimes like a chord progression, you know, I'll, you know, base it on that. Sometimes, you know, I have lyrics that I may have written years ago that fit somewhere, and you know, it all comes together. That's when it's the best. Yeah. But it's always easier to write lyrics if you have a melody first. That does help.
Sure, absolutely. Now, earlier, before we started recording, you were telling me about how you really developed as a songwriter.
Well, I started playing when I was 14, 15, you know, and started messing around writing and everything. And when I was 19, I made a life-altering decision, and I ended up with a 15-year prison sentence. And during that time, you know, I had all the time in the world to think about it. So most of what I play now was written during that period, yeah.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So how many songs do you think you wrote during that period?
18 or 20, I think. I think I counted. I think, yeah. 18 or 20, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Now, you were telling me, too, you didn't really own an instrument, right?
Oh, no. No. You weren't allowed that. I happened to be fortunate enough to be at Hardy CI. They had a band room with, you know, acoustic guitars you could check out, and I would sit out on the yard and play guitar, spend my time that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Develop your skills. Now, when you first picked up the guitar under those circumstances, how much experience had you had? You said, you know, you picked it up maybe when you were 14 or 15. Did you remember a lot of that, or were you actively playing still when, you know,
I was playing up until the time I was arrested. Yeah. And I honestly don't know if I would have developed as the songwriter I may be if I had not had that opportunity
to reflect and to
just have the time to
do it.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, you have nothing to do, and I was fortunate enough to have an instrument to play. I don't know where I would have been without that. Yeah.
We're talking to Justin Lee Hester on Acoustic Interlude. We're in our Studio A at WUWF. Tell you what, man, you got a couple more songs for us?
Yes, sir. This next song is a favorite of a good buddy of mine, so I'm going to play it for him. It's called Waiting for the Punchline. Can't I feel?
I pour another drink while I'm waiting for the punchline. Waiting for the punchline. How lovely it must feel to be known. More comforting for me to be alone. So I'm patiently engrossed in reverie. Everybody sheds their skin.
This next song is another song that I wrote sitting on a prison yard, and the name of the song is Rapture. It always helps me to remember that, you know, no matter how bad things are, they're really not all that bad. If I was able to write a song like this where I was,
I don't remember the sky being so damn blue, so big. Well, who knew? It's easier to see if you open up your eyes, if you only take the time to realize. Tell me, who are we? A part of this mystery. Who are we to be? I wanna share this with you. This is our only day. I wanna share this with you. Don't let it slip. As I start my day, it takes my breath away, 'cause every little thing is in its place. When the birds and the bees and I never scheme or dream or try, I can rest assured with a smile on
my face, and I don't remember the sun being so damn bright. Bathe me in light. I wanna share this with you. This is our only life. I wanna share this with you. Don't let it pass you by. The seven seas recent on the season's fleeting whim, and the fish with their prickly fins have no need to pretend. The winds will catch on quickly then and carry my thoughts away with them. They carry away the pain I'm in as I watch the world begin. Whoa, 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 yes, as I watch the world begin. Whoa, 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 yes, time and time again. Oh, whoa, whoa, as I watch the world begin. As I watch the world begin. And I don't remember the moon being so damn full. You can't fight its pull.
Thanks for listening to Acoustic Interlude Sessions. Our guest on this episode has been Justin Lee Hester. All performances and interviews were recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonough. Be sure to subscribe to Acoustic Interlude Sessions on your favorite podcast platform.
WUWF Public Media.